Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
A story that caught my eye is the front page of the Irish Times this morning. Their headline today, Embassy prepares to help Irish leave China. Preparations are underway now to evacuate Irish citizens trapped in the Chinese region at the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak. The death toll there in China has reached 82. The Department of Foreign Affairs here said it was now exploring options, including commercial options, for assisting Irish citizens to leave one of the Hubei provinces if required. But the offer poses a dilemma for those in the region because their Chinese partners would be left behind, and anyone leaving would also face another period then perhaps under quarantine once they get out of the affected area. The embassy is in contact with Irish citizens regarding their intentions in the Hubei province as well, and that's according to a spokeswoman who's quoted in the front of the Irish Times this morning. Also, it's estimated that there's 8 Irish citizens in the affected region, which has been really an effective lockdown since the Chinese authorities imposed the severe transport restrictions in an effort to try and prevent the spread of the virus. The number of confirmed cases has reached almost 3,000, but there's 400 of these critical, and the number of suspected cases now stands at about 5,700, but experts believe that thousands more could be affected. Also, just in a side note, in the finance section of the paper as well this morning, stock markets tumbled worldwide yesterday after concerns about the possible economic impact of the coronavirus. We'll have more coming up on that element with Vincent here on Breakfast Business from 6:30 this morning. But embassy preparing, the department exploring options for evacuation of the actual province at the centre of the coronavirus. That's the story you're going to be hearing much more about today. We'll also have reaction as well from China coming up on News Talk Breakfast from 7:00 this morning. The Irish Examiner leads today. Their headline, 1,600 girls in Ireland at risk of FGM. Liz Dunphy writing this morning that the government must act urgently to ensure that the first conviction in a case of female genital mutilation in Ireland becomes the last. And that's according to a charity. They're warning as many as 1,632 girls living in Ireland are estimated to be at risk of FGM, and Siobhan McGee, who's the CEO of the development charity ActionAid, said that Ireland must now work hard to make sure that yesterday's conviction is the last case of its kind in this country. And there's more on that story, also editorial analysis as well inside the Irish Examiner too today. You may have heard Shane mention, but if you're just joining us this morning, the election debate is the other story across the papers here at home this morning. Just a quick look at some of the headlines on that. The Irish Times today, 7 party leaders, a clash on housing, crime and coalition. McDonald hits back at criticism of Sinn Féin past as the Examiner's headline on the election debate in RTE last night, while the Irish Independent goes this morning with Sinn Féin TDs have no power, says Tobin. Philip Ryan writing this morning, Sinn Féin deputies have zero influence, is quoted in the front of the paper today, over policy decisions despite being elected to the Dáil. And that's according to a former party member, the Aintu party leader Padraig Tobin, who resigned from Sinn Féin over his views on abortion. He's quoted in the front of the Irish Independent this morning as saying the key decisions were made, as he said, in a very tight circle, and then handed down to TDs. I've no doubt that's a story you're going to hear more about today. And just on the election, all of the papers as well, the broadsheets this morning, have a sort of a graph on how they think the party leaders fared out last night in the debate. But we'll be joined by our own political editor, Sean Defoe, will be here at 6:20 this morning to give us his take on last night's election. Last night's election debate, I should say. If you were watching it, do let us know, how do you think the leaders fared out? Has your opinion changed? Maybe have you decided now who you might vote for, having watched the debate? You can let us know, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Quick look at the tabloids this morning. The headlines there today, 44 patients, one nurse. That's the headline in the front of the Daily Mail this morning. This is a story following the publication of a report at a nursing home. The Herald leads this morning with mum walks 1 kilometre after baby born on street, young woman's shock ordeal in Dublin. And the Mirror, the Sun and the Star all lead this morning with the deaths of the 3 children, Connor, Dara and Carla in Newcastle in Dublin on Friday. The Star's headline this morning, there were no words. Father's agony, the Mirror tells us this morning, and community rallies to show their support. Floral tributes left at their home as well. Just really heartbreaking photographs across the papers there too today, as their dad returned home as well to the house, and community rallying in support. More on that story across the tabloids as well this morning. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about today, snow. There's more on the way. Photographed in the front of the Irish Independent this morning, three children playing in the snow yesterday in Westport. Heavy snow brought flights to a standstill at Knock yesterday. The status yellow snow and ice warning, it's in place for the entire country until midday today. Met Éireann's warning, there's going to be hazardous conditions in parts this morning due to this compacted snow and ice. So just to be careful if you're out on the road. Further snow showers also expected today. The heaviest of these though, they're going to be in the southwest, the west and the north. Heavy snow blanketed counties will be Mayo, Roscommon and Sligo in particular. Also a nationwide weather advisory from Met Éireann, warning of hail, sleet and snow showers. That also remains in effect today as well. So if you're out in the roads, be careful this morning, particularly if there's ice in parts of where you're driving, and also wrap up if you're in parts of the northwest as well this morning. But the story that caught my eye today, it's on the front of The Times in the UK and also The Daily Telegraph. Wait until you hear this. Sports talk at work leads to macho culture. This is, of course, the battles for equal pay and promotion prospects are perhaps been won. But apparently there's still one aspect of the workplace that's alienating women, and it's conversations about sport. Male colleagues discussing the latest heroic exploits of their football team are making women feel uncomfortable. This is according to one of Britain's leading management experts, Anne Frank, who's a chief executive of the Chartered Management Institute. She's now calling on companies in Britain to discourage their workers from talking about sport because it's excluding women and it's leading to what she describes as a laddish behaviour. A lot of women in particular don't follow those sports and they don't like either being forced to talk about them or being excluded from the conversations. You can let us know your view on this story this morning. Personally, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we're now going to be told what you can and can't talk about. But let us know your view this morning. Should chatting about sport in the workplace be curbed because maybe it's leading to a gateway of more laddish behaviour? Perhaps maybe it's alienating women from conversations. You can let us know your view this morning. You can get us on Twitter as well at BreakfastNT. To some of the other stories that you'll be hearing about as well today. Interesting research carried out. It's in page 20 of The Independent this morning, but they also have a supplement regarding education too today. One in three students call for English to be optional in the Leaving Cert. The paper's education editor, Catherine Donnelly, is writing this morning that more than a third of Leaving Cert students think English should be an optional subject. This is the Irish Times, or the Irish Independent, excuse me, their student clicks survey for the written word supplement, and it's part one, which is in today's paper. But they question students about their attitudes to learning English and the current structure of the exams. Time pressure, which stifles creativity during the exams, it came out as the key issue in more than over 1,000 responses to the survey. The research also revealed students are falling out of love with reading books. 64% say they never read a book before going to sleep. 64% also read less than 3 books a year as well for pleasure. But students still retain a love for Shakespeare. 60% think that William Shakespeare should still be on the education syllabus. Other key findings of the research, 29% bank on learning essays off by heart for English. 51% don't believe studying English at Leaving Cert level has increased their love of literature. More than half feel predictive texting has made their spelling worse. And time remains one of the big issues for students. 81% say that they don't think there's enough time given to complete the two English papers. Lots on that research this morning. Really interesting findings, as I mentioned, in the education supplement and page 20 of the paper today. Some of the other stories also in the UK this morning in the Times. E-scooters on the UK roads are set for the green light. Electric scooters will be legalised on roads and also cycle lanes for the first time under British government plans to encourage green transport. Ministers there expected to launch this consultation next month on how to regulate e-scooters and to ensure safety. To a couple of the other stories as well, just to flag with you this morning, interesting piece caught my eye actually in page 25 of the Star today. The golden age is 33. Our drive and ambition peaks at the age of 33, according to a new study. It's the point at which you're most motivated and determined to achieve your goals, from a career progression to being physically fit and also maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So I've passed it by 2 years. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.